Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Joshua 13 lays out the territory still to be cleared of the Canaanite demon worshippers, then describes the land holdings of the 2.5 tribes east of the Jordan. But before we survey the land dispersed to the tribes west of the Jordan, this chapter recounts 2 additional facts. First, the sad case of Balaam, the man who said, quote, "Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my end be like his," Numbers 23:10. But because he, quote, "loved the wages of unrighteousness," 2 Peter 2:15, he died with the enemy, as recorded here, quote, "The children of Israel also killed with the sword Balaam, the son of Beor, the soothsayer," Joshua 13:22. Then there is the matter of Levi, mentioned twice. First we read, quote, "Only to the tribe of Levi he had given," note, that is, territorial inheritance. "The sacrifices of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance," verse 14. It was the honor of the priestly family to feed on, quote, "the sacrifices of the Lord." Does this link somehow with Christian privileges today? Listen, quote, "We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat," Hebrews 13:10. I hope you're enjoying the banquet served daily at, quote, "the Lord's table," 1 Corinthians 10:21. Contrary to common usage, this is not the Lord's Supper. The Lord's table is the Lord's provision, where he invites his people to enjoy daily thoughts of his gifts to us in Christ, so we might bring some of that bounty to the supper, offering it back to him in thanksgiving. But if possible, here is an even higher privilege. The chapter concludes, quote, "To the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance," Joshua 13, verse 33. Even greater than the provision is the person. As G.W. Robinson put it, "But while God and I shall be, I am his, and he is mine."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.